I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. I am so excited. I can't stop rocking back and forth in my chair. Oh, it's game week. Adam Robinson looking at me like wonders why I'm moving around in my chair. He's just out there. I'm pumped, Adam. Pumped. Okay. He'll have to listen to really get it. No, I'm excited. He's out there making fun of me. Other side of the window. It's football season, finally. It's feels like it's been forever and then some. This was the longest summer, probably because it's been so freaking hot. But the high school season does kick off today. Today, I wish. Kicks off Thursday and Friday and Saturday, depending on what team you're talking about. Know who else is excited? That's right, Podgator. Oh, simmer down, son. Got a show to do. So, yeah, we've got a lot of football to talk about. We'll look at some of the big games coming up this weekend. Also have some volleyball, of course, and some basketball news, some pretty big basketball news. Just a reminder that this podcast comes to you every Wednesday. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @DJournalSports. Let's start with the basketball news. Now, I had heard this was going to happen for weeks, and now it's official. Demetrius Duffy is transferring from Saltillo to Tupelo. Has transferred. The 6'6" basketball star, first team all area last year, averaged 21 points and 13 rebounds last season. Couple of blocks per game as well. The whole crazy sequence of events, of course, you might remember Mitch Howell, who was head coach at Wheeler for a long time, assisted at New Albany last season, and then took an assistant's job at Baldwin this past summer, only to 2 weeks later take the head coaching job at Saltillo, and he's bringing his son Caden Howell with him. So you had the Howells joining a group that included Duffy, among others. You're thinking, that's going to be a pretty tough squad. And may still be a tough squad. They've got other good players, but they lost Duffy. And they also lost another player to Tupelo. Yeah, Trey Terrell. Honestly, not sure how to pronounce it. He also transferred from Saltillo to Tupelo. Now, Duffy was in the Tupelo school system previously, went there in middle school. So, you know, don't know why he decided to come back, but it's a big pickup for Tupelo, which lost its three best players from last year to graduation. So, I don't know if that makes them a contender in 7A yet, but it's a step in the right direction. And I mentioned his numbers. The other kid, Terrell, averaged 5 points, 2.5 assists per game for Saltillo last season. He's a guard. And I imagine he'll be getting big minutes for Tupelo. Some other basketball news. Tangle on the Trail has announced its lineups for this coming season. Of course, they have the boys and the girls event at different times. They'll play the boys in December on the 16th. The girls will be January 6th. But some of the boys' matchups, you got Canton against Boonville. That'll be fun. Yazoo City against Olive Branch. Starkville against MRA, Provine and Horn Lake. On the girls' side, Belmont and Choctaw Central. Looking forward to that one already. Starkville and Pontotoc, Tupelo against Jasper, Alabama. Boonville against Callaway. Good-looking lineup for the 9th annual Tangle on the Trail, hosted, of course, by Pontotoc High School. Volleyball update real quick. Had a huge match Tuesday night. Belmont at Ingomar. Going into that game, Belmont ranked number one by the Journal, Ingomar number two. So, yeah. It's a pretty big game. Not a division game, but still still quite important because you like to see where you measure up against those kind of teams. Ingemar, of course, coming off a championship in 1A. Belmont won it for a second straight year last year in 2A. Now, Ingemar is playing in 2A, but Belmont is up in 3A. And both are looking to win yet another title. But I was expecting a really good, close match, and that's what we got. Ingemar won 3-1, but it was even closer than that might indicate. Ingemar won the first set fairly easily. They came out smoking hot, and they won that one 25-14. But then they had to rally late in the second set to win 28-26. They were down 24-20 at one point. And Belmont, despite basically blowing that set, came back and won the third set, 26-24. And then Ingemar finally finished it off, 25-21 in the fourth set. So, yeah, really hard-fought match, just fun to watch. Macy Pfeiffer, 25 kills. And that's not unusual for her. That's about right. That's about normal. Abby Miller, the freshman setter, gave her most of the passes that she killed. And Abby has taken over that starting job this year and done very well. She had 35 assists last night. And Ingemar did a good job defensively, not letting Kirsten Moody of Belmont take over. They held her to 9 kills. That's a low number for her. 6 of those came in the set that Belmont won. So Ingemar, now 12-0. And, well, I'm guessing they're going to be our number one team next week instead of Belmont. Do a little flip-flop there. Okay, got to gather my breath. Now it's time for some football talk, which we've been talking football, obviously, the last several weeks, pretty much all summer. But now the season is upon us. Got a few games Thursday night. Most everybody plays Friday. Tupelo plays on Saturday. Before we get into some of the matchups, let's take a look at the preseason rankings that we did. Well, I did. We, of course, have large school and small school rankings. They were in the Daily Journal football magazine that came out this past Saturday. Hopefully you got a copy of it. If not, go find one. All that content is also online at djournal.com. So anyway, large school preseason rankings. This was tough. I mean, Starkville won 6A last year, beat Tupelo in the North Final. But I've got Tupelo at number one, Starkville at number two, because, I mean, mainly based on the fact Tupelo has more experience returning. I mean, Starkville lost almost all of its defense. Tupelo lost some good guys on the defensive side, but they return still a lot of talent, and they've got a lot of depth on that side of the ball and off and on offense, and almost everybody's back on offense. Starkville, of course, I mean, they've got Trey Petty and Braylon Burnside on offense, so that's going to win them a lot of games. Be curious to see how well the defense reloads. Number three, West Point, no surprise. They always reload, and they've got Cannon Daniels at running back. Itawamba AHS having to reload a little bit, got them at number four. And I've got Houston at number five after they reached the 4A North Final last year. Set a program record with 12 wins. Small school rankings, Biggersville in 1A. Got the Lions at number one. They're loaded with talent this year. So is Kossuth at number two. It's a 3A team. Baldwin back down in 1A this year. Got them at number three. Nettleton at number four. And Boonville at number five. Boonville 4-7 last season. I don't know if I'm being overly optimistic about the Blue Devils, but they do have a lot of skill guys back that I like a lot. Question is going to be in the trenches, as it often is. They got beat pretty good by New Albany in the Jamboree last weekend for whatever that's worth. I don't know. We'll see how things go for the Blue Devils. So those are your preseason rankings. Three games to look at this week. Baldwin and Kossuth. Looky there. We've got a top five matchup right off the bat. Number two, small school, Kossuth, hosting number three, Baldwin. And this is, like, as the kids say, low-key, a really good football series. Really good rivalry, really. I mean, they're not, like, natural rivals, but they've been playing every year for a while. And most of those games were close. I mean, I believe Kossuth has won like six of the last 7? Yeah. But, like I said, most of those games have been close. So, this is the game I'll be at. Kossuth won last year 20-6. And I'll have predictions, by the way, in my Friday column. Locks, remember that cleverly named column I run every Friday during football season. So I'll make a pick on that game. Oxford and Lafayette Crosstown Classic kicking off earlier than it ever has. It's not often been a season opening game for these teams. In fact, the last time it was a season opener was back in 1990. And this is the earliest date, August 25th, that it's ever will have been played. The game's at Lafayette. Lafayette, of course, has Anthony Hart back as head coach. Won a couple of state championships with the Commodores his first time around. You got Chris Cutcliffe, has been there at Oxford for a good while now. He's had a lot of success against Lafayette. Both teams breaking in inexperienced quarterbacks. So, you know, a lot of question marks for both teams. And it's kind of weird that they're playing the season opener because, as Anthony Hart told me, you know, the season opener is a different animal. I mean, it's the first game. You're trying to work out a lot of kinks. There's going to be a lot of mistakes. Kids, you know, getting cramps and everything. And you got to deal with the heat on top of all that. And they play on that artificial turf at Lafayette. So, yeah, I mean, it's a rival game. But you're also wanting to just try to get yourself better for the next game and then go on later on into a region play. But it's usually a good game. I expect it'll be tight. Then we got West Point at Louisville. Not Louisville, Louisville. I still try to say Louisville. A couple of blue bloods going at it. Louisville won the 4A state title last season. West Point, of course, went to another 5A title game, 7th in a row. Lost, but still had another fantastic season, did West Point. And I mentioned they got Cannon Daniels. Louisville's got a lot of good players back, including the guy with my favorite name, Christavius Savior. Christavius Savior. Love it. So that game will be at Louisville on Friday. A lot of these games are getting pushed back to late kickoff times because of the heat. It's going to be over 100 degrees pretty much every day the rest of this week, including Friday. So 7 o'clock, the normal kickoff time. MHSAA has said that teams may kick off as late as 8 o'clock this week. It's just a one-week thing. So a lot of these games are kicking off at either 7:30 or 8. So make note of that. Otherwise, you might be like really early wondering where everybody is. So those are just some of the games that we got coming up this week. Good stuff. Let's wrap things up. Athletes of the Week, it's back, and it looks a little bit different. I'm not announcing them here. I'm giving you the nominees, and then you will go to our Twitter page at DJournalSports and vote for the winners. And those should be posted by the time you've heard this podcast. Female nominees are Adeline Bailey of New Albany Golf, Avon Mathis of Kossuth Volleyball, and Macy Pfeiffer of Ingomar Volleyball. Male athlete nominees, Kai Dozier of Amory Golf, Braden Shettles of New Albany Football, and Keegan Strong of Ripley Football. So again, go to our Twitter page at DJournalSports. We'll have info on what these athletes have done over the past week, and you can vote on who should win, male and female athlete of the week. And then I believe we'll announce the winners on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. That's a John Luke McCord production, so he's in charge of that part of it. But anyway, thanks for joining us. Hope you're as excited as we are about football starting. We'll have a lot of good game coverage in Saturday's Journal and at djournal.com. Be sure to check out this podcast every Wednesday. We're on iTunes, Spotify, online at preprally.djournal.com. Again, on Twitter at djournalsports. I'm on there as well at Brad Locke. And that's all the time we have. See y'all next week.